This is KGOU. I'm Brian Hartzinski. The federal government recently picked an agricultural laboratory in El Reno to be one of seven regional hubs to study climate change. As State Impact's Logan Layden reports, Oklahoma's variable climate is helping scientists understand how climate change could affect farms everywhere.
I do want to get to the callers.
As with any federal government attempt to support and publicize climate research, there were fervent detractors when the Climate Hub program was announced.
I suggest to you that these climate hubs that Obama's building, seven of them, I think 1,000 years from now, they'll be looking back on what the hell is this? Oh, man couldn't have done this. This is just too crazy. Who the hell? Martians? Who did this? Look at these hubs.
Talk radio hosts like Mark Levin can be hyperbolic about climate change, so State Impact visited the Grazing Lands Research Lab to see what these hubs are all about. It turns out climate-based research has been happening in Oklahoma for decades.
We'll stable it up. We can add more.
In one of the research pastures on grazing land sprawling 7,000 acres, scientists from the University of Oklahoma, including Jeff Becerra, are putting the finishing touches on a complex sensor array in the middle of an experimental wheat field.
This is the interface between the land surface and the atmosphere, and the types of measurements that we're taking are monitoring the flux of water and carbon and methane between the land surface and the atmosphere, and that's real important for understanding really one of the most important variables in all of this is water.
Here there are more than 40 scientists studying how climate affects crops, livestock, soil, and water. Becerra's team is installing sensors to help determine which tilling practices are more efficient, how livestock feed can be altered to reduce methane emissions, and which strains of grazing grass are the most drought resistant. All of this research involves climate change.
There's really solid agreement that we're going to see some warming in this region.
If you work on agricultural production in the Great Plains, I think you're going to have a strong climate focus at some point in time.
Gene Steiner is the lab's director and says Oklahoma is the perfect place to do research on the relationship climate has with crops and livestock.
Well, we have such rapid changes between very hot, very cold, very wet, very dry. Within the state in the same year, you can have severe drought in, you know, one part of the state and flooding somewhere else.
She says the climate research happening in this region can be applied worldwide. In February, the U.S. Department of Agriculture named grazing lands an official climate hub, which Steiner says will make it easier to deepen their research and broaden their mission. The idea is for it to be the headquarters for studying the best ways farmers and ranchers can respond to climate change.
Sometimes it just seems like, well, what can you do? You can't control the climate. But if you understand the patterns and the risk a little bit better, you might be able to come up with management practices that are more flexible.
Steiner says the Oklahoma farmers and ranchers she talks to understand the climate is changing, but...
I mean, there is still some resistance to attributing, you know, climate patterns to the change in the atmosphere that's being driven by fossil fuel use primarily.
At the El Reno Research Hub, the controversy isn't about whether the climate is changing, but how agriculture can adapt to the fact that it is. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by MidFirst Private Bank, offering wealth management, trust services, investment management, and private banking. MidFirstPrivateBank.com.
And remember to join the State Impact team 6 p.m. next Wednesday at Picasso Cafe in Oklahoma City for an audience-led discussion on how Oklahoma can adapt to climate change. State Impact is a collaboration of public media stations across Oklahoma.